I'm Buzz Knight, the host of Taking a Walk, Music History on Foot. Follow us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, and share it with a friend. Give us a review. We really appreciate it. Welcome to this week in music history for the week of February 27th, 2023. On February 27th, 1993, Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You became the longest U.S. number one hit to date. Do you know who the author of that song is? I never do this. Dolly Parton. That's right. On February 27th, 1971, 5 months after her untimely death, Janis Joplin's Pearl began a 9-week run at the top of the U.S. album charts. Great album, Pearl. February 28th, 1970, Simon and Garfunkel, they began a 6-week run at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 chart with the hit Bridge Over Troubled Water. On February 28th, 1963, Patsy Cline made her final TV appearance on a show called The Glenn Reeves Show. She performed San Antonio Rose and I Fall to Pieces. And then 5 days later, an untimely death in a plane crash. And look forward to a upcoming episode of Taking a Walk. When we were in Nashville, we got to go to the studio called the Quonset Hut and take a tour there, and that's where Patsy Cline recorded some of her hits. On March 1st, 2009, Kelly Clarkson, she went to number one on the UK singles chart. The song was called My Life Would Suck Without You. Kelly, you remember, she won American Idol in 2000, and she became the only American Idol artist to be able to top the UK charts. March 1st, 1997, Bowie bonds were issued on the U.S. Stock Exchange. Now, these were linked to David Bowie's back catalog, and it allowed investors to be able to tie in with that. And as the bond invested in royalties, an investor would reap a reward. 8% profit is what they predicted in about 10 years. Anyone who's listening to this knows if that's true or not. I'd be curious if the 8% lift there with the bond actually achieved itself. On March 2nd, 2016, Bob Dylan sold his personal catalog of notes, lyrics, artwork, some video to the University of Tulsa, where they would curate it and they'd make it available for the public. Now, I'm not making a trip to Tulsa anytime soon, but boy, that would be cool to see this 6,000 item collection, a lot of rarities out in Tulsa. March 2nd, 2008, Canadian guitarist, singer Jeff Healey died of cancer. He released 12 albums, played with the likes of B.B. King, ZZ Top, among others. Eric Clapton had a big hit called Angel Eyes and died on that day. March 3rd, 2009, to celebrate the release of U2's 12th studio album. They were playing every night that week in New York City on Late Night with David Letterman. And New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, he actually temporarily named that part of 53rd Street in Manhattan U2 Way. On March 3rd, 1986, Metallica released their third album, Master of Puppets, considered by some to be the best metal album of all time, and I think I would concur with that. Do you? March 4th, 1982, Frank Zappa's son, Dweezil, and his daughter Moon Unit, they formed a band called Fred Zeppelin. And the first song they released, My Mother is a Space Cadet, one of my favorites. March 4th, 1978, the US IRS carried out a dawn raid at the house of Jerry Lee Lewis. And what they ended up doing is they took about $170,000 worth of cars of Jerry's to pay off some of his tax debts. Only Jerry Lee. So Sounds like a mob movie or something. Upcoming on Taking a Walk, some things to look forward to. Jelly Roll. We had a future episode we recorded, a man who has multiple genres. He's broken out of country, but he's a rapper, a rocker, he's spiritual, he's motivational, and we were really excited to be able to talk to Jelly Roll in an upcoming episode. Thanks for supporting Taking a Walk and spreading the word.